Another visitor. Stay a while. Stay forever.
This is The Boop Show, episode 303. It's Tuesday, September 21st, 2021. Welcome back to the show, everybody. It is The Boop Show, where we talk about the indie games of the world. Not just the ones we're playing, but maybe the ones you might play. And that's what we do here. So welcome back. I'm Scott Johnson. It's Brian Dunaway sitting over there with his giant microphone and his huge tee. No, wait. You're supposed to. The tee makes it look like you're overgrowing the tee.
Yeah, you're doing it the wrong way. Yeah. I'm supposed to have the tiny coffee, and my hands are huge.
Right. Look at that. Oh, he's a giant man.
But no, it's just...
It's a huge
That's the illusion.
Yeah, I like it. I like the little pinky ring thing in the hole on your thing there. Does it even fit your pinky?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, not me. Mm. Maybe like a baby, but not me. you know, baby coffee. You got to give the baby the coffee. Yeah. Like, here you go, buddy.
Hype them up. Get them ready. Get them excited about their day at the daycare.
And send them to grandma.
That's right. Woo! Hey, welcome, everybody. It's good to see you all here. We got a nice, lively chat room. Plenty to talk about and some other stuff. I wanted to bring this up real quick. You ever have that thing where you're like, it's a new day. I got a bunch of stuff done. There's a big chunk of time later in the day where I could sit down and I can stream a game. I'm going to stream a game today and I'm going to tell people and they're going to come in and we're going to have a great time and hang out. And then when you get there, you go, I don't want to do that. Instead, I just want to play a game and be by myself. You ever do that? I do that.
Yeah, sadly, more often you would think. It's just like sometimes it's just like, well, I think it's the difference between I want to play a game and focus on it and not perform because there is a level of gameplay that is different when I'm streaming versus when I'm just playing by myself. Yeah. Like, you know, it's like I'm playing the game, but I'm also filtering it through myself to put it back out there to the chat room. And so I don't really focus. I had to play everything on easy. Yeah. And people give you shit for that when you stream. But if you've ever tried to talk to a chat room at the same time as playing a game, it's pretty hard.
I don't know why people have a problem with the easy versus the hard. I don't get it.
Yeah. Did I say I was an expert? No.
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 I mean, if your whole thing is that you're the best in the world at whatever you're playing, fine, I guess. Yeah. But if you're
Have you ever
like,
seen me play at a competitive level? Doesn't happen.
Hell no.
No.
Plus, we're variety streamers. They don't get the big audiences anyway. We just have our loyals. We got our loyals who show up, and that's great. We love them.
I like to call them the Royals.
We'll never be the loyal royals. Like that song by that lady with
the new album cover.
Oh, right. Where it's like an upskirt album cover thing. What's that? What's
I was like,
that?
I was like, Lord, look at this.
Yeah. Lord,
have you
what
seen
are you doing,
the new
Lord?
Album?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm not looking at porn. I promise.
I know, well, but it feels like you might be in the, I guess it's good. She's not, cause she was 17 when she did that Royals song.
Right.
She's out of the teens now. So I guess good job. But whew.
Well, that's a straight up shot, which is fine. It's no big deal. I mean, sexy album covers is what you do. It's been forever since the beginning of vinyl album art.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been there. Rock and roll and sexy attitudes. It's always been there.
But what?
It's just I don't need it on my Spotify popped up really big.
Because
to
what end did she like, you know what we ought to do here? We ought to get a shot of my crotch.
My God, that should be the podcast cover art.
Yeah, it really ought
to
be.
And you should put a big boop right across it.
Yeah, just hide it with a little black bar and a white boop in the middle. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Well, excellent stuff. Hey, Brian, other thing I was going to ask you is you're not getting PS Now. Why are you doing that? Are you getting PS Now,
Dude,
PlayStation Now?
I'm getting PS Now. Because there's some old games that I wanted to play, and I couldn't find it anywhere else. And I was like, okay, so I guess I'll get PS Now for a month and get my fill, my little fill up there.
I thought they were kind of short on the old ones. Like, isn't that part of the people who complain that they don't have a lot of the old games that people want to play on there? No?
They don't have a lot of the old games a lot of people want to play, but just happens that this game was there. So I was pleased. It's a PS2 era game, and I was pleased that it was there, and so I did. And it did have it for the PC, so you can do the – because I've been wanting to try that anyway. It's been kind of on my list. It's kind of like, do I really want to see, you know – I do the Game Pass. It's well integrated. Let's take a look at it. So I downloaded the PS Now for the PC. Not thrilled with the interface. Not thrilled with the interface because I immediately went to try to play the game that I got the whole PlayStation Now for, and I couldn't find it because there was no search function. Now I could search easily on my PlayStation 4 when I launched PS Now, but not on the PC version. I don't know what they're waiting on. Just let me look for it. I don't have to dig through all the crap that I did. So I'm going to try it for a month, $9.99. If it pleases me greatly, I might go 3 months.
Yeah, it's worth it. Give it that a shot. Why not? Why the hell not?
Run through a couple of, there's a series that I want to play. And so that's where it's at. And you'll know why I'm talking about this later on when you guess my game, because it is a PS2 era game.
Oh, very cool.
So I don't want to give it away.
What was I going to say? You know what's hilarious about PS Now? The streaming tech that they're using is all Azure, so they're actually using Microsoft's.
Are they really?
Backend. Yeah, they were using Microsoft.
When I first launched it, I kept getting connectivity issue problems, and I moved a couple of things around, and I tried a couple of things, and it didn't happen again. But I was worried when I first started playing because it kept dropping out. Yeah. I'm like, oh no, don't be this.
Yeah, that's
guy.
What's funny don't is if you end guy. Up, I don't know what the front end is, so I don't really know how all that's controlled. But if you ever have back end issues related to PlayStation Now, you actually can blame Microsoft's Azure.
Microsoft,
stuff.
That's perfect. What a great game they're playing.
Yeah, they're gonna they own all that without. I mean, if I were Sony, I would have gone to like Amazon or something like. I guess GeForce Now uses Amazon.
Just carry your hat in and go, hey,
yeah, hey guys. We'd like to not be using Microsoft for our backend for our competing services. Right.
We feel that would be embarrassing. So if you could help a guy out.
Yeah, help a guy out. But if you play that and you like that for the month, I would like to hear it on the other end and let's talk about it. Because it's a good experience to know one way or the other how that stuff stacks up. So
I'm not going to lie. The Xbox Game Pass, I'm engaged with it a lot. And so it feels like sometimes the titles don't change at all, and other times feel like it just moves. Because recently it's just like one after the next game. But for a couple of months there, it was like nothing. And that was what kind of tempted me to begin with.
Yeah, it was a little dry there for a bit. But now it's like every freaking 3 days there's some brand new thing I want to play on there. So it's kind of nuts.
So they're being good stewards of it. So I just, you know how PlayStation is, though, man.
Yeah.
They don't ever just go full on anything. No. They just kind of let go.
No, it's like a little half measure. And I know why they do it. And I know why they're part of it is they just don't have
work for them.
They don't have the infrastructure and they need it. They need to get that going and they'll have me as a paying customer if they can do it.
But then again, you know, they will support the crap out of the console like decades later almost. Yeah. It's like they didn't shut the PSP store down until what, like last year or something? I mean, that's been gone forever.
Yeah, you're not wrong. So, we live in a weird time is what we're saying. That's what we're getting at.
It's funky.
It is funky. Like this little intro. Well, that means the news is here, and that's time for us to discuss some breaking news about a few indie titles you might be interested in. Out now, right now, Tales of Iron. Now, when you hear me say Tales, you think I'm saying T-A-L-E-S, but I'm not.
Right, you're going to regale me with stories of iron.
Yeah, stories of iron. But no, what I'm going to do is have a whole bunch of mice involved, because that's what this is. I saw this on Steam and wishlisted it because it looks pretty cool. It's set in a grim land plagued by war. It's a hand-drawn RPG adventure with punishingly brutal combat. From what I understand, very Souls-like in its combat. Mm-hmm. You are Reggie, heir to the Rat Throne. That's a fun thing to say just for fun.
I know. I've got the Rat Throne, baby.
Yep. And you got to fight the merciless Frog Clan and their ferocious leader, Greenwort. It's pretty great. I love it. I love this kind of stuff.
I love the art styling so far of what I've seen of this game. It's just, I've been trying to define it. It's kind of like almost comic booky come to life. Like,
it looks like, a little bit of Darkest Dungeon vibe to the art, kind of gross and dark, and I don't know. Below the steps lies madness.
Every time you tell, I think I talked about this last week, or maybe just recently. I remember talking about, you know, you throw some rats or mice as you know a human replacement in a story.
Yeah.
And I'm down.
Yeah.
Is it Secret of NIMH? I'm down. Mm-hmm. It's a Redwall. I'm down.
Totally. Secret of NIMH, really, I feel like that kind of shaped our generation in a weird way and made us think past the norm. And this looks like one of those. So check it out. Coming out
Moss,
17th. Or no, it already came out 17th.
Already came out 17th. I'm looking at it now. So my wish list is $22.49 on Steam. I think it's on Switch too. And boy, I don't have any friends who own this game.
Yeah.
But everybody wants it. I got 10 friends who own Steam who want this game, and it's 10% off right now. Yep. And it's very positive reviews. What am I waiting on?
Yeah, what are you waiting on?
What am I waiting on?
What are you waiting on?
This may be what I play next week. Maybe this is what I play next week.
If you got to ask yourself, what are you waiting on? Seriously, what are you waiting
on? What am I waiting for?
Speaking of which, there is a game that came out on Game Pass I'm very excited about because I liked the first one quite a bit. It just landed. It's called Origami 2.
Yes, I saw this.
I played a bunch of this. It's not my full review yet. May get to that sooner or later. But, you know, stealth action in the old kind of Tenchu style of sneaking around ninja style and taking dudes out and jumping on roofs and hiding in the shadows and all that kind of business. I really like the first game. It's a very small studio, little indie thing. It's on Game Pass day one, so it's there if you want to go try it. It's also on Steam now and getting good reviews. I don't know if it's on consoles, but it's a very cool, game. Oh, it has a co-op. I didn't know that.
Oh, did you say it was on Game Pass, right?
Yeah, it's on Game Pass. So that's where I'm playing.
It's got to be on at least on the Xbox, right?
I would assume so. It's got really good controller support, but I'm playing with a keyboard.
I love the first one, and I had actually put this in our notes to talk about, and then I took it back out because I was like, I don't know, does Scott like this game?
I really like this game. This game is awesome, so you guys should check it out if you have Game Pass. Moving on, we got Sable. Oh, when's that happening? That's coming up, 23rd. Two days from now, you get your Sable, which has been long talked about for since E3. It's that cool-looking anime hand-drawn business. I don't know how else to describe this thing.
It makes me think I'm about to go play some pod racing.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, it's all deserty and whatever, but it's also, I mean, look at the art. It's that cell shading stuff, but it's also kind of got like a mix of like background awesome frame rate, but the characters are not at a full frame rate. Reminds me of the Spider-Verse movie, the animated Into the Spider-Verse movie.
Yeah, Into the Spider-Verse. That's a good comparison.
Yeah. So some weird stuff in here. A lot of like ink lines and really thin lines and very hand-drawn. It's very odd, but it looks rad. So I'm in.
Look at that. There's the pod racing. There it is. That's what sold me. When I saw this, I was like, oh, I want to be racing on the pod.
I don't think he's pod racing, though. I think he's just
he's not
around.
Pod racing. It's more of like it's not like that, but it does. I mean, when I saw it, I was like, yeah, I'm down with this. I think that's just the cutscene.
It's just his transportation.
You know, you're traveling between
I think you control it. I just don't think you're racing anybody. You're just
that's not really.
Just
your, I don't, okay.
I think that's maybe just you your do. Car. I think that's just like your horse.
Look at that.
Yeah. Look at this. He's in a bubble now doing I don't know what the hell. It looks neat. It looks really cool.
Will Sable be Free Rangers is saying in the chat room it's going to be on Game Pass. So a couple people
that is correct. I believe it is day one. That was part of the Microsoft showcase, whatever they call their thing earlier in the year for indies that are coming out to the platform. So watch for that also on Steam and all other things. And I believe this is a game that's optimized for Series X and S. And is the PS5 getting this? PlayStation not getting this?
Good question.
PC, Mac, Xbox One, Series X and S. No PlayStation. Weird. That surprises me. This thing
PlayStation.
This thing screams PlayStation to me.
It really does. So, it really does like a PlayStation.
Should be on there.
Journey kind of thing.
Kind of weird. All right. There's that. That's releasing this week. And also Chef's Tale. Speaking of tales, again spelled T-A-I-L. distant shores of a certain river, acute but macabre procession is climbing the stairs. Weary travelers of this underworld domain, exhausted by their long journey, are going to take the next step in their journey. A lot of journeys in there. But before that, they will not take the bite out of that tasty, steaming hot apple pie, just like your Nana used to make. So you gather, you fish, you cook. It's one of those.
Right. Did I send you the right link? Is that right?
I don't know. Is that on it? Is that the video? I can look.
Wait. I don't know. I think I put something wrong. I thought this was the one about the cats.
Oh, well, it is. There's a cat. See, there's a cat on a boat. And here's
that link is not right, man. I screwed that up, man.
Ooh, oh, is that boy. The wrong deal? Is that the cat? The cat?
No, no, that's right. That's right. But I messed up the link and stuff. So I apologize for that.
Oh, well, yeah, it seems to be working for me. Anyway,
yeah, it's working now. Yeah.
Is this that one, the cat one? Everyone talked about it. E3, and they were like, oh, I want to be the cat. Was that the game?
I'm not sure. There's been so many new cat games, but I think it is. I saw it. And I was like, wait, I remember this. I was like, wait, no, I don't. Yes, I do. I don't know. Is this the one?
It's kind of googly looking.
Cat
I don't
emojis.
Know. If this is
look at that. Look at that cat.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll play that.
So that's coming to Switch and PC. So.
And the PC eventually. It says to be announced. I think it's coming to Switch on 2 days from now.
There you go then. Look, if you're interested.
Well, I must really be drugged up today on my medicine.
Yeah?
Because I missed a couple of things. I'm pretty on spot with the most of that stuff. But, yeah,
you should see his show notes normally are insane. They're usually hardcore.
Ooh.
Hey, look, we do things by the seat of our pants around here, so I wouldn't worry too much about it.
But the good news to get back to what was this talking about with Chef's Tale, you can play as the cat chef.
Yeah.
And you can download the demo on the PC, even though we're still waiting on the release date, or you can purchase it directly. We're like under $10.
Listen, we're living in a new era of demos. Have you noticed?
Yeah, the demo is back, baby.
Yeah, the demo's back hardcore. It went away for a while. Now everybody's got demos of everything, and it's kind of cool.
Would you like to play my demo?
I played a couple of demos. One I tried today. I was going to talk about it today, and it wouldn't let me get out of the options screen. So I guess I'm not talking about that game until they fix it. That was annoying.
We missed the chat room is correcting us. It was Stray is the cat game.
Oh, and,
yeah,
different game. Okay,
different game.
I just saw
I'm all about the cats right now. So let's do it.
How many cats do you have at home? You just have the one.
I try four.
You have four cats? That's a lot of cats. Why so many cats?
I have four. I have one. Well, I don't actually have any cats. My family has four cats. Actually, I do have one cat. I take ownership of one because I picked it up as a stray. It had drunken cat syndrome, which is like, I forget what it's called exactly. But basically, when he was in mommy's womb, he didn't get enough oxygen. And so he kind of wobbles around like a drunk cat.
Oh.
I have to claim him because who else is going to take him? But yeah. The other cats, they're not mine.
Okay. Four of them, though. Were they just pissing and shitting on everything or what? Like, how do you keep that under control? Seems terrible. Or are they all good way?
Yeah. No, he's are you talking about because the number of cats?
Yeah, that's a lot of cats. A lot of cats, man. How many litter boxes all
we have? We have several litter boxes, both the but it's getting more and more unmanageable as the kittens, as we called them, that we picked up, the two kittens we picked up, as they get older, it's getting tougher and tougher. And we're working on a new solution.
The new solution is no more cats. That's the solution.
Word. Yeah. See, I never wanted any animals. Right now we have four cats and two dogs because I said, they asked, can we get a dog? It's like,
I know.
Why are you making me the bad guy? And so we got the dog, but like literally 5 seconds later, it's like, oh, my cousin's dog. He's running around town. So we got to go pick him up. And he's lived here ever since then because now we can't get rid of him because now it's like, We don't want the dog to be lonely. Yeah. We don't want the dog to be lonely. It's got to have two dogs.
Sure. I mean, it just means those kids are caring individuals. It's fine.
Right. It's fine.
But when
it's
they fine. Move out of the house, moving out with the
right.
cats.
That's what they always look at me and go, we know you don't love the cats or dogs. I'm like, you know, they're fine.
Yeah, they're all right. I have three dogs and a cat.
I don't hate them.
So I feel you. I have a three dog.
Right. I don't hate them, but if I was a single man, I would be really petless.
Yes, very pet. And I think I'd probably have one dog if I was a single man.
Right. But if I was a single man, if I had any animals, they would be primarily outdoor, maybe could come visit inside for a minute. But I don't like, you know me. I like games and electronics and animals. And dogs like to chew wires and cats like to poop in the corner. What are you doing?
I want a dog that'll curl up on my lap while I'm watching something on the couch and just be that dog. That's what I want. Don't chew anything. Don't eat anything. Just lay there.
I'd rather play Stray and get my cat fixed there.
Greg in the chat is a single man with a dog. Well done, Greg.
Yeah. Good job. Well, that makes sense though, because if you're a single man and you're ready to mingle, you need that dog so you can go to the dog park and, have those conversation starters.
Yeah. If you're a singleman, you can be a mingleman. That's what you do.
Mingleman. I'm a mingle man.
Mingle man. All right. Speaking of mingling, we've mingled things on the network in terms of video game shows. Yeah, that's right. There is a triumvirate of shows, three of them, that focus entirely on video games. The Boop Show right here, where we focus on indies. Of course, Core on Thursdays, where it's the big, broader industry, consoles, PCs, everything in between. And finally, The Instance, where we do a lot of different stuff now than we used to. That used to be an MMO show. Not today. Today, it's a game about big issues. Last week, we talked about, what did we talk about? We had a really good topic, and I forgot already. Oh, it was so good. It was so good. It was all about... It was all about something good. Anyway,
it was something video game related. Yes, it was fantastic.
Narrative video games, the importance of narratives. Some of our favorites and why we seem to be making a swing back to them. Big companies like EA got away from it for a while, and now they're like, you know what? Maybe we should make single player games without nickel and diming people to death with free to play mechanics and bullshit. Anyway, we had a really good time with that. We got another great one coming up this week. If you want to check out these three shows, you're already listening to one, why not check out the other two? It's over at frogpantsplays.com. Go check it out. Now this. It's time for us to talk about the games we played this week. I'm going to start with a game I've been playing for about a week, I guess. Maybe a little longer because I had it right before launch. And then I got a code and then it came out. It is an obsession currently.
These are my favorites.
They should be. Really hard time putting this one down. And I say that knowing that it's actually kind of in a lot of ways broken and
I hate that.
Needs some work. And is certainly in the mode right now of updates and tweaks and fixes and that. But the game that I'm talking about is, so I don't leave you on the hook too much longer, is Gas Station Simulator.
Now, you know what? I'm gonna put a ban on the term simulator for any future games for Scott.
All right.
How about
Is that the deal? There's that arcade game.
Yeah, that's
game.
The deal. It's like no more simulator, so you'll have to come up with something better.
Well, as you can see from this video, the game looks really nice. It's done in the Unreal Engine, very well rendered. Here's the deal. The game starts out with you in the front seat driving some old 70s ass looking freaking car.
And you're on something right out of a Stephen King novel, right?
Kinda. And you're out in the old West on an old West highway. It turns out it's Route 66, a famous, storied, mythological almost stretch of road in the American West and American Southwest. And you're on that road and you see on the side of the road this old gas station and assorted buildings and thing called the Dust Bowl. And it's empty. It's abandoned and a mess. It's just a shithole. But when you pull up there, it says it's for sale. And you're like, you know what? I could probably. So you buy this place. All right. And it's a dump. It's in the middle of nowhere. Like I said, out in the middle of the desert. There's nothing else for miles around. You can see what's probably like a Vegas type city or something way off in the distance at some point, especially at night. Planes come overhead, that sort of stuff. But for the most part, it's an abandoned place with a lot of dirt and a lot of crap. And, inside there's old tires laying around and trash everywhere and the paint's all ruined. And it's just a dilapidated kind of nightmare. Your job is to fix it up and slowly build it out to be once again a functional, fully working and profitable enterprise. And half of why I like the game is this setting, is this thing that it's like, you're not really sure what the time is, although it's probably modern because there's people with smartphones and stuff that walk around and some of the cars are newer looking, but this feels like something that could be set in the 60s or 70s or something. It feels like you're out in the middle of nowhere, although a lot of cops come, and that's fine. The police.
I like the fact that it could be during the 70s, which is a fantastic time for gas stations in America.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was when we had all those gas shortages and stuff. So this is dystopian past, right?
It is kind of. It's a little bit dystopic, although it's not meant to be so much. It just feels like it is.
Right.
But it's not like the story super focuses on that or anything. In fact, it's developed by European developers, which is fine, except for some reason gas is in liters. The money's a little weird.
Well, that makes sense though. That would make sense for the developers if
of course, they would do of course. It in but they're
right.
making
but not for Scott.
They're making a game set in a
America
at a time or in a place that is definitely not going to have liters. But anyway, the point is, you can see the inside of this place, total dump. You have to get electricity run to the place. I didn't show this in the video, but you have to go fix
everybody's just sweating balls. Just look at all that.
Yeah, it's hot and coughing. Awful. Eventually, you get some employees, which is pretty cool. That is not.
Oh my God! Please tell me they have like really good close up shots of the employees, and they got like all they're like missing teeth and
oh hell yeah. All. Yeah.
Oh, are they?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. There's all kind of weirdos. That's the other thing I wanted to get to. And one of the things I really like and find charming about it. The customers, the people, the cops, everybody that comes in, the employees you hire, they're just kind of weird. Everybody's weird. And nobody really
talks to
you.
Have you ever been to a gas station, Scott?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Plenty of times. And maybe that's also what's working for me here. There's a lot of little dinky stops on my way to Vegas from here, from where I live.
Right.
Like, it's 5 hours of like stretches of nothing. And when you come across a place like that, you want to go in, even if it's just to kind of see what's in there. And last time I went to a place, this guy was so into guns that he had an entire shelf full of crafts that were made out of spent shell casings from his gun. So he had a tank, like a little miniature like Sherman tank that was built entirely out of like brass shell casings from his gun. Spent gun rounds.
Nice.
Just crap like that. And that's kind of what it reminds me of. It's like this kitschy, kind of stereotypy kind of, you know, time.
Now, Rocket League RC car thing you're running here now in this little mini game, apparently?
So I haven't had it. So I've only done it once and there hasn't been another chance to do it. But for some reason in this game, out in the back lot, there's a whole like rickety track made for an RC car and you can go race it whenever you want. Now it had me do it when I was waiting for my first delivery of gas. So it said, hey, go blitz around with the RC car thing. And so I did. Since then though, it hasn't come up at all. I have no idea why it's a thing. It doesn't honestly make any sense to me,
but like
it's there. And that's one of the things this game has is a lot of weird shit that it doesn't really explain to you.
I'm okay with this. Is more role playing than simulation. It looks like.
That's the other thing. None of the mechanics are based on any kind of real physics or any of that. It's like, hey, you're gonna put gas in this dude's thing. Hold down the mouse button until it hits that needle that you're watching right now on screen. And as soon as those line up, you let go. And if you get as close as you can to the exact line, then he'll give you a tip. That's the whole mechanic. There's nothing special about it. And that's just the gas. You run a garage next door where you change tires, oil, batteries, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like a garage.
This is more like a farming simulator or something. It's not one of those serious chore core things that you.
Oh, for 100% not serious. Like, it does not take itself seriously in that way. Like Car Simulator 2021 is a very serious simulation. And I think is a good one. It's a good one of those. But I kind of appreciate this as this one's approach is just kind of odd. It's like stuff kind of works the way it's supposed to, but sometimes it doesn't. And people get stuck all the time. Like dude gets stuck in the garage and it's kind of hilarious when this stuff happens. And they literally have a button outside, a big red button that resets all vehicles and customers. So
really,
because what can happen is like a truck will get stuck and be spinning on a rock and won't move. And the AI is too dumb to do anything about it. So
I like they put their reboot in game. That's pretty smart.
Yeah, there's a bunch of that, like a reset
good
button
choices.
And it's been actually been useful because I had a case where somebody got stuck in the garage and their car would not get off the rack and it just spun there and they're so dumb they're just looking at me. They don't say anything, just staring at me. And so I went outside, pushed that button, and when you do that, it isn't just like blip and it's over. A flying saucer comes from way down
the road.
Oh,
my God.
And then flashes. It's almost like Men in Black. It just flashes, and then all the cars are reset. And
that is a great way to handle a buggy behavior in-game. That's kind of smart.
Yeah.
I like it. I appreciate that.
You don't lose anything. Like, you don't lose any progress by doing that or any of that. It just gives you, you know, it just kind of resets everything. It's almost like a tilt when you're jerking
like
around on a pinball. Yeah. You're trying to get the ball to go where you want. It's a little bit like that. So you can paint walls. Like right now, this person's pretty early in this video, so they're not showing any of that, but there's a mechanic for painting walls, taking care of trash, these big bins you see everywhere. You fill that with trash. You can call a trash guy. He'll come out and pick it all up and even pay you a little bit for all the trash.
Okay. That's the reward.
You want to get more gas. you call that in with your computer. And then a few minutes later, a big truck comes up and hooks itself up and dumps gas in. And that truck
just is, like real life.
Yeah.
When just you like type in somebody's computer 10 minutes later.
Yeah. 10 minutes later. And here they are. Not even 10 minutes. It's like 30 seconds later. He drives up. But what's great is the guy that gets out of there. I don't know if you saw my post on Twitter about this, but the guy who gets out of that truck is it's got the face of Elon Musk for some reason. It's very weird.
Nice. I'm sure he's flying the flying saucer. Minis.
They did that on purpose. I'm sure about it. But
they totally did that on purpose.
But anyway, there's a bathroom. You got to clean that out and get that ready to use because people pay to use it. It's like $1.50 to go take a dump or whatever.
Now wait, is there like a difference in price for dumping versus peeing?
No, you use the bathroom, you pay me $1.50. That's just how it works.
All right, that's fine.
That just takes care of itself. I don't have to collect money or whatever.
Can you do that? And is that something they could do in Europe? Because you can't do that here in the U.S., right? You can't have a, if you're zoned in a certain area, you can't.
No, I think you can charge. I think you can totally charge.
Public facilities.
No, people still charge. There are places you can get charged. It's just most people don't because it's ridiculous. But there's no law.
Yeah.
You can do it if you want to.
Well, I think there might be some laws in South Carolina that if you have a facility within the city limits that you have to offer a public restroom for free or something. That might just be some
that could be a local thing. Yeah. Yeah. Who knows? Yeah. And as you can see, you can actually launch shit really far if you want.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
you're like a Hultstrong.
Yeah, you can really huck stuff. Over there in that direction that you're throwing things, that's your warehouse, and you're going to store your beer and your cigarettes and all your food and your ice cream and your Coke and all your
drinks. Hilarious to think that you have superhuman strength and how you choose to use it is by chucking shit. Yeah. Away from your gas station.
Yeah, it's a weird, they let you just kind of, that's the thing. Again, they're not worried about the physics. They're just like, whatever. It's the goal here is right. Make some money. So clean the place out and whatever. You got a broom. You got to occasionally clean the floor because it's going to get messy. All this old furniture and shit you got to throw away. That warehouse is kind of a pain because you got to run out there every time a truck pulls up to unload whatever they're bringing. So let's say you ordered a bunch of cigarettes, magazines, and snacks. For your snack rack. You got to go meet him there. He'll pull in. You open this big giant door. He pulls in with his big semi. You unload the truck. It's just like grab a bunch of boxes and stick them on a shelf.
Book it.
And then he leaves, right? Well, you got to remember to shut that door, the big open door, or little Cletus or whatever his name is, some local kid's going to steal shit.
Little Cletus.
So you'll find Cletus out later. You find out later, and look at the and thing will notice, it'll pop up, and it'll say, you know, Cletus broke into the thing and took a bunch of your beer, and it's like, oh shit.
That is now he's drunk. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, what do you do about drunk Cletus? Now, here's the other thing with Cletus. It's not even his name. I can't remember his name, but every once in a while you hear like hee hee hee, and you go outside and you run around and find out what's going on. Cletus or Purvis or whatever his name is outside. Spray painting penises on the side of your walls outside.
Oh, that is fantastic. See, so you're kind of like a living in Deliverance.
A little
town.
Bit. Okay. Yeah, you kind of are. And so what I have to do is you either go out there and chase him off or you hit him with like a rock or something and he'll leave.
Right. Oh, you hit him with a rock? Yeah. Oh, my God. This is a lawless land you're living in.
Big time. Big time.
Yeah.
Now, the other funny thing, this guy just had a glitch where something disappeared. Oh, no, he was somehow put that giant clock in a trash can, and that shouldn't be possible. But
that shouldn't happen.
It happens. Anyway, the point is, what else? Oh, so if you get Cletus to stop, you got to go out and repaint over whatever he did. And that way your popularity remains high because people will be kind of annoyed.
That's the thing they're judging you on.
Because you got a big penis on the side of the building that says your gas station sucks.
But look at this filthy place.
Yeah, it's
penis
a mess.
Picture might improve his,
Well, you're going to, in a second here, the whole tutorial starts for cleaning it and you're going to spend all your time like.
This whole place smells like pee.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I guarantee it smells like pee.
He lost it again.
Purvis is pee. Anyway, I can't remember the kid's name, but this guy's really obsessed with his clock and he doesn't need to be. He needs to just put that down and get moving with the game. But
the idea that I'm writing some fan fiction in my head that Superman is like, you know, he's like in the witness protection program and he's just out here trying to perform.
Oh, I like that too. That's good fan fiction. I like that a lot. Yeah. Actually. So I think he's got the broom now. Oh, there he is. It's Dennis. It's not Purvis. I don't know why I thought it was
Dennis.
Purvis.
Dennis is just as good.
He's in his little, look at him. He's running around throwing cans, smoke bombs.
He's doing, oh my God. Just
he's
like
a total,
said.
He's a butthole.
Would you drop a bomb? What is that? Like some kind of smoke? Oh my God.
Now, this player doesn't know what he's doing. You're supposed to go you're supposed to hit him with something, like throw a box at him or something. Here you go.
Oh my God.
He's going to get him now. Oh, there he goes. Now he'll run off.
Can we get some audio of that? Can we hear him laughing?
He's not. This version of the pre-build didn't have any laughter, but the new, aww, the game does now. It has it now. So he's like, like that while he's running. Anyway, and he'll run forever. I think he just disappears eventually. This chasing him is kind of a waste of time.
Oh my God, he threw a chair at him. Yeah. He hooked it like Superman.
Yeah,
or a table or something.
Now you're out of the zone, so you got to go back. Anyway, he's a little turd. And he shows up like the place is slammed, and there's like, here's a guy at the register. There's two people at the gas thing. There's a guy in the garage, and you're trying to manage all this stuff. And Dennis is outside spraying a freaking poop emoji on the wall.
Roman Paul makes a good point. It's like the Dennis system. It's the nemesis system for this game, right?
It's the Dennis system, yeah. Very, very good. Yeah, it's an oddball deal. The whole game is weird. Oh, see, there is a penis. See it?
Wait. See, there's a penis. Look, Brian, you see it?
He
you
just
see
moved
it?
The bag.
That's a pretty good penis. He wasn't there that penis. Long. That's,
yeah, it's a very good penis.
Pretty graphic.
Of all the penises I've seen, see, look at that.
Yeah. Oh, it's got wings. It's a penis with wings on it.
There's a whole bunch of different designs he does. It's really
annoying. But he does have a little bit too much curvature there. You may want to check with his doctor.
Yeah, you may want to get that looked at.
There's a syndrome known for that. Yeah. Right?
Get that looked at. But anyway, there's snakes, although they took it out right now because they want to build a mode where people with snake phobias can turn it into something else. You know, like kind of the spiders and Grounded, like that.
Right.
It is... I saw the snake before the patch, and it kind of scared me, but I'm not afraid of snakes. It just kind of shocked me. It was like, oh my gosh, there's a snake walk crawling around in here. And if that happens, right, when you have customers, the customers are like, ew, gross. And they give you a bad, you know, give you a bad rep.
If they take the snakes out, does that mean they're also going to have to eliminate the DLC where some snake handler church moves in next door?
Yeah.
You have to deal with those people?
No, as far as I know, no. But when the employees come, they do live in a trailer out back. So there's no... There's no commute, dude.
Down by the river.
They literally move into a trailer, and when you got to go pay them, right, and pick them up and hire them to do jobs, you got to go out there, and they're just sitting around smoking, and you're like, all right, you need to be on the register for the next 8 hours. There's another penis.
Gas station simulator.
Yeah, it's
now
awesome.
On Steam. I absolutely got to get it.
Absolutely love it. Their description is, buy an abandoned gas station, restore it to its full glory, renovate, upgrade, and expand on offered services to keep up with your clients' demands. I mean, that is basically it. You know, the main concept here, and it involves a lot of things. You're juggling a lot of stuff, but boy, does it have a loop that gets addicting. You're just like, I gotta stop.
Right.
Just gonna stay for one more rush. Ooh, order more ice cream things. Cause, oh, I have to describe the following thing to you because it's insane. In fact, can I show this on the chat? I think I have video. Okay. You know what? I am going to show this. The chat will see it. I don't think anyone else will hear it at home, unfortunately. Let me pull this up here. Gas station. Here we go.
By the way, gas station simulator now 10% off on Steam for $17.99 for the next 18 hours.
So look at this.
Pick this up.
So as you can see.
I like these aliens.
I'm doing a checkout mini game where you check out items, see how this works. Just grab them by the mouse, take them over the scanner, drop them in, tells you how many items are going to do. You get a tip if you do a good job. Don't lose anything. Now see these alien dudes?
Right.
Look at them. You got to watch what... there's garbage. Hold on. You got to see that they're coming out of a giant tour bus. And this is me running around just trying to keep shit, you know, in order. But that tour bus is over there in the back going...
So they're raving back there?
Yeah. So they're freaking out and raving back there. And I think it's probably even coming through here. I'm not sure. A chat room might be hearing it. I can't hear it.
Yeah, I can't hear it either.
But like, you see them all, and they're all, and they're doing like raise the roof dances.
They are.
I can't tell if they're like cosplayers or what the hell they are, but they kind of showed up out of nowhere, and it freaked me the F out. I was like, who are these guys, and why is this happening?
Why is this happening to me?
It's a very odd, very odd game.
I like it.
Yeah, lots of variety, lots of weird stuff. The employees are weird. There are people get stuck all the time. Like some guy will just be treading out in the dirt and won't move. And it's like, who cares? Like, I don't care anyway. Whatever.
Whatever, man. It's the out west.
Yeah. Let's see. Is this another one of those? I don't know.
Oh, it's lockpicking time. Oh, there's plenty of little nifty little mini games in this.
Yeah. This is great. Look at this glitch. This is a great glitch, chat. Let me blow this up. It'll take a second. But there's a glitch that happened right after I did an upgrade where the guy who delivered all my goods went to leave. And he got in his car, but he got in like 4 feet outside the door.
And so did he pull a Wonder Woman?
So, yeah, he totally pulled a Wonder Woman. Oh, now you can start to see some of the items I have. Like, look at these racks. Like, I've got, look at my sweet rack.
That's a nice rack.
Yeah, there's the guy.
He's a butt picker.
Yeah, he's just picking his butt. These guys are all jammed. Look at these people looking at me weird. Here's this guy with his hand out of the car. Look.
Yeah. What is he doing?
It's just.
This was the largest car that I could afford.
That's all I have. My hand is sticking through here. It's just a very weird game. I find it endlessly entertaining. I've not had this much fun with a stupid game in a while. And this comes with one of my highest recommendations. Here's what I loved the most. The game loop is amazing. Very good all throughout. The Elon Musk bringing me gas is great.
Uh-oh, you're muted.
Oh, am I muted? I shouldn't be muted. Oh, weird. Why was I muted? That's weird. I'm back now. Do you hear me now? Do you hear me now, Brian? No, you don't hear me?
I can hear you. I said the chat room is saying that you're muted.
Oh, well, what the heck?
But you're back. But you're back now, they said.
Okay, I should be back now. I don't know what that was about. That was weird.
But yeah, one of the highest scores on this gas station simulator for Scott. I mean, it's
oh yeah.
Oh my God, you've given me enjoyment just from hearing you describe it.
I mean, look, I found a poo in the bathroom and I had to pick it up and throw it away. Guy got stuck in the garage and
have to pick it up?
I had to pick it up or else I get a low score in there. There was a guy in his car in the garage on the rack where I'm supposed to be under it doing stuff who was just flooring his gas because he wanted to get out of there, but he wouldn't get off the rack and I couldn't lower it. So he's just, and it's stupid and great. There was, what was the other thing? Oh, the stealing thing. I told you about the poo, the snake. I got beat up because I didn't pay my loan shark in time. I had to borrow some money.
I love that.
And a guy with a bat showed up on a motorcycle and beat me up to get money out of me.
Did they story tell that to you? Or did he actually just show up one day while you're trying to do stuff and then just beat the shit out of you?
They story told it. So I was doing a thing and then it cut to this like security camera outside and you see his bike pull up and he comes in there and beats the schmoo out of you. So that's
I'm kind of disappointed.
Bummer.
I was hoping you'd be in the middle of doing your simulation stuff and he would just all of a sudden show up and you kind of turn around, you see him, he's like coming at you.
Well, the first time happens, it does kind of happen that way. You know, he knocks
me really?
Out. Yeah, they try to teach you how that mechanic's going to work, but everything since then has just been him kind of showing up and doing a little cinematic on the side, but it's pretty great. So the pros, I'm going to say great sense of place, time, and progression, janky in great ways, really understands how one of these games should feel. Cons, I've had two random lockups, nothing terrible. I did lose 2 hours of gameplay with the second one, so save often while they're working. You know, it's a brand new game, they're still patching it. The tutorial system is broken if you screw up and buy the broom too early. It's a long story, but don't buy the broom before you're told to. I had to start over at only 10 minutes or so, but it still was annoying. And the painting mini game kind of sucks. I think it just needs to be more fun or quicker. And maybe less often. It just needs some tuning, and they can easily do that. And they've said they're gonna. So anyway, I'd give it 9 shirtless bikers out of 10 buses full of lizard men. 9 out of 10.
That's pretty nice, man.
Yeah, I could talk about it all day.
That
clearly.
Is amazing. If you don't forget, this may be like your one of the games of the year in a certain category, right?
It's it could be
pretty close.
Yeah, as far as these chore core games, I now have 2 favorite chore core games. The one that still edges it out because I just love it there is Shipbreaker, but it's still in early access. If we're talking about like released games, this one took the crown and took it by a mile for me. It's really, really fun. So there it is. I've said enough. Check it out. Available now. $17.99. It's on sale for a bit. A couple bucks off the normal price on Steam. Gas Station Simulator. And I'm not the only one. Apparently this thing really took off of streamers and some other people, I guess, really like it. So I think I'm not alone. All right, Brian.
It's got its own humor built in there, so that's pretty good.
There you go. Let's get over to the... And I was going to do sound, but it's mostly just like noises of me banging around the place. It's nothing fancy. Let's talk about Son of Crimson, or Flynn, Son of Crimson.
That's right. Don't forget Flynn, the titular character in this game on the Xbox Game Pass, which dropped last week, I believe. It was on, the 15th. And I said I was going to play it. You know what I did? You play as Flynn, the orphan. You're abandoned as a child, and apparently I have a backstory. It is slowly revealed to me, and I can wield the crimson power of the land, and that makes some people love me and some people hate me. Mm. Oh, and by the way, I have a dire wolf spirit, dog wolf, you know, one of those kind of guys.
Dex.
And she's my princess in this game. This 2D action platformer. Dex is my princess because she disappears pretty early on in the game. And there's hints that she'll be back later in the game, though. So I guess she's not entirely a princess kind of motivated story, but still. But this game was inspired by things like Mega Man X4, Cave Story, and Zelda, which you will find in the music a lot. This felt very Zelda-like. The like opening the, starts with like wake the up,
the
Flynn.
The look's very nice, like a very nice flowing 16-bit sort of style.
Yes, got this pixel art style. It's got nice depth for one of those 2D platformers with, you know, great looking backgrounds and the color palette. I really like the color palette. It's very bold. Yeah. It reminds me of like that era where, you know, you just had to make bold color choices. You didn't have a big color palette. So you said, we're going to say crimson is the deal and everything is going to be red and green, the complementary color.
Yeah.
So that's what they did.
Sure.
I like it.
Yeah, it's cool.
I like that part of it. Yeah. This game starts off a little bit slow. But the game is, like I said, a 2D action platformer, and you play it stage by stage. So you got an overworld where you kind of look and you find your little areas, and it's kind of linear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, play some of that music, yeah, music and stuff.
You just put this in the background, but this is just some of the running around stuff.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
I really like that, actually.
Love the music.
Very nice. Yeah.
Yes, it sets a mood, and it's always appropriate. The library is pretty deep. They sell the soundtrack separately, and I'm probably going to pick that up. This is on the Game Pass, so it's just part of what I already have. I think it's on Steam for like $20. It's on Steam, Xbox, the Switch, the PS4, anywhere you want to play it. This game was originally kickstarted back in 2017.
Oh, geez.
And,
it's a ways.
And so they were some of the things that part of making it to those different consoles was part of their stretch goals. They were only asking for $40,000. I don't know how they made this game so cheaply.
Yeah. What'd they end up getting, do you know? What'd they end up closing that?
I think they ended up getting around 60 or so, I think, 60 or 70. So they, you know, they're a little bit of percent over their asking. So they were able to unlock some of those stretch goals. And so it does make it to some of these different consoles. The developer is Studio Thunder Horse, and its publishers is Humble Games. I always like the games over there. But this stage-by-stage gameplay, got your overworld map, but in-game map? No, sir, you don't have any, which is kind of okay, but sometimes I did find myself getting lost a little bit
of a trend lately. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, it has been, and I'm not a fan. And I understand in some ways it's like, well, you know, you don't want to make it. I don't know. I can't think of why you wouldn't have a map. I mean, I've tried to justify it. I'm like, is it to increase the difficulty just a little bit? I'm like, I don't see it, man, because there are some things you have to go back for. This isn't like a Metroidvania where you have to like backtrack a lot. But like if you're on a, you know, you clear a stage and you get to a town, and you realize, oh, if I had found a certain thing along the way, then I could sell it for these gems that I'm trying to collect so that I can upgrade my skills. Mm-hmm. You had to kind of like backtrack a little bit, which can be a little bit frustrating, but not too bad.
Mm.
The story is not too deep in this game. If you've played a Zelda or any game like that, you know, it's kind of standard fare. It starts off, you know, they're waking you up and you don't know you're the chosen one, but you're the chosen one, and you slowly, you know, learn your powers as you go along.
Sorry, there was a moment there where I went, I said to myself, no way Brian's going to fall in that hole right there. And then you fell in that
hole. Dude, of course I'm going to fall in that hole. It's a 2D platformer. This is okay. So when I was playing this one, I'd actually just reset everything back up my capture card, and I was watching on my screen, which is like, just like milliseconds behind.
Yeah.
And so when I was jumping, I was failing a lot of times because, I mean, it was just that. It can be brutal in some of the platforming areas. Not too bad, but it can be. Yeah. And so I had to turn my head over to my TV and watch it real time because I was failing a lot. But you're seeing right now, I'm wielding the power of the Crimson because I am Flynn, son of Crimson.
Oh, you're the son of the color Crimson. Is that the deal?
I am the son. I'm an orphan, but apparently I am the son of Crimson. And right now I'm shooting bees because this is one of those games where the scourge, the blight has taken over the land, you know? And so things that used to be in harmony with the town, the nature is now against us, and we must destroy it. We must destroy it all, Scott.
Sword's more powerful than your energy blast thing. Is that
it absolutely is, and of course that'll change as you go along. As you upgrade your skills, you can you'll be upgrading each of those individually. And so, yeah, at this point in time of the game that you're watching me play, yes, my bolt skills or my magic missile is not very powerful. I have a lot better luck with the sword. And usually some of these characters can have a stun effect, and you'll see that when you hit them. And they'll have two bars. They'll have a hit bar and then a stun bar. And if you get the stun bar up high enough, they'll get stunned, and you can get close to them and you can hit them with your sword. Of course, that stun only lasts so long. You have to know it, just like everything else.
Yeah.
The bad guys are all running in like a, you know, an animated loop.
Yeah.
And so you have to figure out their loop, which is way cool. You know, I like doing that. I like figuring out my enemy's little, you know, how close can you get to them? You know, what kind of technique you got to use to defeat them? But some of these characters, you assume since it's a platformer, you're like, that guy's over there. He's walking his little, you know, his little route, but he can't get down over here. Yeah. So I'll just watch him for a minute, and all of a sudden he'll jump down like, oh, shit. Yeah. You have to run and try to figure it out on the fly, but not all of them do. So they keep it interesting in that way. This is pretty early on, and I really felt like there was a difficulty setting. It was like easy, normal, or hard, and I picked normal. And I'm streaming this, of course, so I'm like not totally paying attention. But at the very beginning, it kind of goes on a little too long with the, you know, the stage. There's like three stages at the beginning. That's like, yeah, I know how to play a 2D platformer. Sure. I mean, I don't need platformer 101.
Yeah, you've right. been there. Sure.
I mean, I can't think of anybody playing this game on normal and would go like, oh, this is my very first 2D platformer. What are you supposed to do again? So I'm like, you could speed that up a little bit.
Sure.
I don't need three stages to learn that. But, you know, that's not the worst thing that's ever happened. But it increases difficulty by a lot as you go on a little bit further along, because a lot of these jumps, the jumps are not very powerful for your character. So you feel like you're always just barely catching the ledge, which can be fun and effective. Yeah. By the way, right here, I'm knocking some of the crystals that are around the villages in different areas. One of them is right now, I'm just pretty early on. The only thing I'm really collecting is these gems that allow me to upgrade my skills and these other ones that allow me to restore my health as I go along, which I need a lot because I've only got like four or five bars of health, and they like get knocked out a lot.
Yeah.
Lot.
I could see that. Sure.
Right. But yeah, I've liked what I've seen so far on the Xbox Game Pass right now. It is Flynn, Son of Crimson. And if you're into these 2D action platformers, this is a good one. This is a real good one. But if you're good at them, you may be a little disappointed because here comes my pros cons list.
Uh-oh.
Great music on the pro.
Okay.
We heard some of that before.
Yeah.
You put on those headphones and blast the music. It elevates the material because there's not a lot of story here. There's some story, but it's nothing new or exciting. It's like, yeah, well, I expected that.
Yeah.
Also, we got some visual goodness. I love this color palette. Yeah. So crank up the color on your HDR. It will elevate the materials as well. Cons, slow start con. It's like I said before, platforming 101.
Yeah.
I don't need three stages of it.
Sure.
I don't need it. And I could have used some more unique aspects because I felt like, yeah, I've played this game before with different characters. I would like to have seen like some more combination of maybe powers or something that was a little bit unique. There's some elemental controls that you'll do besides just this crimson power. There's also ice and different things.
Yeah.
And I haven't finished it yet, so maybe some of the late game stuff is a little bit better. It's only a 6 to 8 hour game for $20, $17.99 if you I think it's on sale on Steam right now and a couple other places. And it's part of the Game Pass. No brainer with the Game Pass.
Oh yeah, why wouldn't you? Yeah. I'm totally gonna play this for a bit and see if it grabs me, because I miss this kind of game. I like this kind of stuff.
There's way more good than bad here.
Yeah,
way more good.
I also love I love when a small team does well, and you know, being on Game Pass is a really cool thing for, you know, a small group that were just trying to get a Kickstarter off the ground, and I think that's cool.
Agreed. Yep. And some of the things they're going to do too, I think they was looking to see if they could get like some DLC content on the Kickstarter, and I don't know how that's going to work out. I don't know if they ever met that goal. I didn't really read. Oh, I like the swimming part.
Yeah.
I actually thought this felt like it kind of stood out. I liked how it navigated. I just got through playing last week a game that was super brutal.
Yeah.
With swimming. Was it maybe it was week before last. Anyway, I played a game. I think it was the Legends of Azure or whatever it was. It was real brutal on the swimming. I mean, you couldn't even go underwater for like 2 seconds before your guy starts going. This guy, he's a champ.
Yeah.
You know, he can swim pretty good ways. And then lots of times they'll put little air bubbles underneath there so you can hit those. The swimming's pretty good underneath. There's a Freddy Fish thing in there. You ever play that math game? That PC math game called Freddy Fish? Yeah. Is that what it was?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. They got an evil one of him in here.
Oh, good.
He's just evil.
Well, yeah. Now you sold me. Now I'm really in.
Yeah. If you ever wanted to take it out on him, you know, it's like, I hate math. And you're like, you want to get back at that, then.
Is this the do they make the sound in the water? No, not that. Okay.
Absolutely. That's the exact sound they make.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Extremely.
Son of Crimson, now on the Xbox Game Pass, PS4, Steam, Xbox, Switch, $20. Thank you, Studio Thunder Horse.
Oh, very cute. And you know what? Games. This just hit me what this reminds me of. And then I saw in your description, it actually mentions it. And you may have said it, but Cave Story is one of my favorite platformers. Yes. And this is very is Cave very, Story.
Yeah, yeah, very much inspired by the Cave Story. That the developer said this in their press release for their Kickstarter. So, yeah, definitely a direct inspiration. Cave Story is a great game.
Cave Story is an amazing game. It controls kind of bad now, but they could fix that if they put out an update or something.
They could fix it.
Well, there you go. Check it out. Oh, how many things out of whatever things?
Oh, I didn't say the things, did I? I'm going to give this a 7.5 happy villagers out of 10 potential happy villagers.
Wow, that's pretty good happy villagers right there. 7.5 happy out of villagers.
10. Yeah.
That's most of the villagers, Brian.
That is 75% of the villagers.
Well, very nice. Go check it out. Again, that game is called Lord Crimson, Monkey Boy of the Deep. No, Flynn, Son of Crimson. Son of Crimson. There it is. Flynn, Son of Crimson. Mine again was Gas Station Simulator, if you didn't hear me say that enough. Simulator. And now, this. Nope.
It's a meme this. Mario.
It's time for us to play a little Guess My Game. So I reached back all the way to the heady year of 1995.
Oh.
And 95 was an interesting year for gaming. And the game I picked, I actually owned on the console it came out on. It was the only place you could play it. So those are your hints. It came out on a console where it was an exclusive, and it was 1995. All right?
Ooh,
here's your sound. See if you can figure this out. Here you go. Where is it? There it is. Kind of, right?
Nope. Now we're more in the Nintendo area.
A little bit Nintendo, a little bit of Japanese developer for sure. I won't say it's Nintendo, though, because I'll help you. It's not Nintendo.
It's not, but it's got that little bit of an Ocarina sound.
A little bit.
Now I'm leaning towards PlayStation. Is this
Chrono Cross is incorrect, right? The Wraith. There's people guessing. They are wrong so far.
It feels like an action scene from like Kingdom Hearts or something. But when did Kingdom Hearts first come out?
Kingdom Hearts is later, right? I think that would have been later than 95.
By much.
Yeah.
Not by much.
Okay, I'll give you another hint
or something.
Well, wait, no. First Kingdom Hearts game was a PlayStation 2, wasn't it? I thought.
That's what I said, yeah. Well, it was early PlayStation, right?
Well, then that would have, if it was PlayStation 2, that would have been like
2000. Was that late? Oh, that late?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. I can see it in my head now. You're right.
So I'll give you another hint. It's a Sega console.
Oh.
Think about 95, what that would have meant.
Right. This was before the Dreamcast, so it had to be the Genesis still, right? Do I have to plug in a 32X card?
No.
To play this one?
No, you're a little off. A little off,
really?
Yeah. You're forgetting about a console that they had.
Wait, there's a Genesis?
Yeah. Sega CD, then 32X, then what?
What am I forgetting?
You're totally forgetting it. It's okay.
What am I forgetting?
The whole world forgot it, so don't feel bad. All right, I'll just put you out of your misery. It was the Sega Saturn was the machine.
Oh, my God, the Saturn, of course. Yeah. God, I forgot about the Saturn.
And the
game
was the hotly anticipated and much enjoyed, I think a lot of people liked it, was Panzer Dragoon.
You know what's funny? The Saturn. I totally forgot about it.
I know, dude. I owned a Saturn because I had high hopes for it, and I was a big Sega guy, but that thing was not a great console.
I don't think I ever had the Saturn. I think I missed that one. I didn't do that generation.
Well, you didn't miss much. It's not a great console. I love the Dreamcast as well, but
Dreamcast is a game changer. Just a game changer.
Well, sort of. It was the last console.
Yeah, well,
ever
you
made,
had to change your own games, but still, it was. It did some things.
It's beloved. Everyone loves the Dreamcast, and they rightly do. It's great. It's a great machine.
Yeah, it didn't change the game much, but it was a lot of fun. It had those VMUs where you could plug in your little memory units, and it was the first console I felt like I had to have four controllers.
Same. And they all had those little VMUs. That's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was
like little, it was like little Digimonsters, like Digimon little devices almost. I think I actually played like some mini games for Digimon, couldn't you, or something?
Yeah, there was like a snake mini game and some kind of weird, like collectible Mario, or not Mario, Sonic.
Probably could play Snake
Emerald
or something on that thing, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was a weird little
device. It was like either that or play it on your Nokia. It's
I have that thing laying around somewhere. I still have one of those. Yeah, and Dreamcast was quote unquote made with Windows CE, whatever that meant back then.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's just a base operating system thing, but it had its moment. I really enjoyed that console a lot.
Now I've told you what, I totally missed what game you said it was.
Panzer Dragoon.
All of that because
Panzer Dragoon.
Panzer Dragoon, of course, Panzer Dragoon.
Yeah, Dragoon, but yeah,
Panzer Dragoon. Dragoon. I'm sorry, Dragoon.
Yeah. So there have been others. They did a remaster thing for PlayStation 2, I think, or maybe 3.
I've touched this game before. I definitely have seen it and played it.
It was a big deal for a while. I mean, people were really excited about it. It was just a hotly anticipated sort of system seller, it was considered. And at the end of the day, it was kind of Space Harrier on a dragon. It wasn't that great.
Did I ever realize that it was Dragoon? Did I always just miss?
You always thought it was Dragon?
Did I always misread it?
You must have, because it's definitely Dragoon.
You're right, it is. I can see it. I'm looking right at it. But I think the problem is if you look at the font work, it's like that G and OO, it all just melds together. I don't know if my mind just said, nope.
Well, plus you're literally flying a dragon, and you know, you can call it a dragoon, but we call them dragons, so it's easy to get. I understand. I totally get why you'd be that way.
Yeah.
All right, Brian, I'm going to play yours, and we're going to see if I can guess what it is.
Oh, yeah. It's a console game, and I'll go ahead and tell you it was on the PlayStation 2, and this was 2002. Of course, why did I say it earlier? I was like, that would have been PlayStation 2. I know it, 2002. That was the game I chose this week. Go ahead.
It's all good.
My brain's not working.
So our first – so the score is to whatever I get here. All right, here we go.
Yes.
That blimp looks like the most secured location on this boat. If Raleigh's really as smart as his police files suggest, then that's where I'll find him.
Wonderful idea, but your plan is flawed.
Why?
Because it's impossible to get near him. To access Raleigh's blimp, you would have to sneak through that high-voltage power tube. To do that without getting electrocuted, you'd have to destroy that power generator. And to do that, you'd need two more of Raleigh's treasure keys, which are heavily guarded.
They're heavily guarded.
So when are you going to get to the impossible part?
Fine. I hate this.
But
I hate it.
I love it.
Mark the areas you need.
I don't know what it is, though.
I miss games that used to do this, where you just have two guys just on the screen talking in the corners.
Was it full motion, right?
No.
But that was definitely some developer doing voiceover. That was bad.
Oh yeah, it wasn't good. It was, but it was fine. I actually enjoy that kind of stuff. The voice work reminded me of a couple of their
games. I have no idea what that is. Give me better hints.
Let me see what I can do here. We got the PlayStation 2. The year is 2002. It's a console game. Let's see. What can I tell you? That it's published by Sony Computer Entertainment. I can tell you that.
Okay, give me a chat room.
Chat room doesn't even have a guess.
Give me a
genre. About go ahead.
Give me a genre.
It would be considered a stealth platformer is what it would be considered. Yeah, stealth platformer. He is very stealth.
Oh, is this Sly Cooper?
There you go.
Is that
which
it?
One?
Yeah, Sly which Cooper one? And the Risk of the Money Taken. No,
nailed it.
Sly Risk Cooper of the Money Taken. And the Bane of the Dragon people. I have no idea. I don't remember.
I knew this is where I would trip you up because all the names are terrible. I figured you'd probably get the Sly Cooper part.
Yeah, Sly Cooper. So, for the record, Sly Cooper is Sucker Punch is the developer.
Yes,
and they're known these days for that Ghost of Tsushima game, which. You know, it's an amazing, gorgeous, freaking incredible gorgeous. Game. But they've come a long way since Sly Cooper. All right. I don't remember. Sly Cooper and the round
and hickey. And the Thievius Raccoonus.
Oh, geez. The Thievius Raccoonus.
Yes. And the three-part series of this is on the PlayStation now. And that's the reason why I wanted to do it. I don't know why I was thinking about Sly Cooper, but I did. And that's what got me over to PS Now. And so this is
I'm taking a win on that. That's a win. That's close.
You're taking a win on that.
Yeah, that one totally gets a win.
PlayStation 2 era console stealth game. How many can you think of? Go.
I mean, it could have been Metal Gear. It could have been all sorts of stuff, right?
You're right. I'm giving it to you.
Could have been Tenchu. Could have been all right. sorts of stuff. Who knows?
Whatever, Scott.
Whatever.
There's
man.
No way you're going to be able to take Mr. Bentley's stuff without having three of the things.
Yeah, that VO is shit. It's bad. Really bad. All right. Well done. That was loads of fun, as it always is. We'll do more of that next week. In the meantime, time for this. Oh, correspondence from a listener. Yeah, that's what this is. Ooh. An email. This is what they said. This came to us at boopshow@gmail.com. Boopshow@gmail.com. And they said this. This is Jennifer X wrote in. Dear Scott and Brian, of all the consoles, if you could only take one to a deserted island, which one do you take?
Damn you.
Easy answer for me. A couple years ago, it would have been harder. Right now, it's easier. I think I'd take... Okay, this assumes that you get to take the console with whatever capabilities it had when it was a console, or when it is now even, right?
All right, so you'd have to say you have to have internet if it's Xbox Series S digital edition.
Right, but I'm taking the Series X with me, and the reason I'm taking it with me is because massive backwards compatibility with old games, EA Play, Game Pass, old Microsoft games, including stuff I bought in the 360 era, that's all on there. And yeah, because it's the closest to like a PC where I've got access to old and new. So yes, that's my answer right now. If you'd asked me a few years ago, that may be a very different answer. But right now, that is like it would not have been an Xbox One, I can tell you that. No way.
Yeah, I didn't know Scott was gonna, you know, make his own rules. I always assume that wherever I get this question, that an evil genie has tricked me, and so worst case scenario is rules are in effect. So I was thinking the GameCube because I'm thinking, you know, there's a little small disc and kind of keep them in my pocket. Plus, I love the GameCube. It's one of the few consoles I've actually sought out the original editions and thought about doing modifications on or researched. It, I just love that little cube. It's just so charming.
I also like that console a lot. It's awesome.
Yeah. But the truth is, I would be on the island for about 5 minutes and throw my controller down and go, damn it, I should have got something else.
Yeah, well, the other problem is, if you say I can't have internet, that means we can't have power, which probably means this
one. Well, I figured the Magic Genie is not going to, you know, he's not going to be that evil.
No.
Christ.
No, he shouldn't be that evil. If he is,
then evil.
Yeah, if you're that evil, we've hooked our train to the worst devil ever. Or whoever did this with us. So you're screwed if you do or if you don't. But if all things being like you get all the capabilities on the island, that the console is capable of, whatever that console may be.
Right.
The Genesis, so you have power and cartridges, or it's a internet-enabled thing, more modern, whatever. If that's the rules, Series X.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, plus, when I was thinking GameCube, I was thinking, oh, they're probably going to let me... If they're being a dick and sending me to an island with only one console, they're probably going to let me take, like, two or three games. So I was kind of thinking like that.
Yeah.
But I like your idea better.
Yeah. So there it is. There's what you have. That's what we do. Send your feedback, your comments, your questions, even if they're weird ones like this. like Jennifer X's email, you can send that to boopshow@gmail.com. And in the meantime, you can find everything else you need about this show at frogpants.com/BOOP. Brian, I want you to tell people when you play these games that we talk about and do them live so that people can watch you.
Yes, usually I play on Tuesday nights or Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. I'll be doing my Boop Show homework. And then if I'm not there those days, check me out on the weekends, almost always 6 p.m. Eastern time. Any day of the week is a good chance I'm going to be playing some games.
Yeah. See?
Good chance.
Yeah, see? Exactly. If you want to watch Brian do a thing, I can't think of a better way to do it than tuning in on Tuesday night, watching him do his homework. So go check it out.
Yes.
Sounds exciting. Plenty of other stuff going on in the Frog Pants Network, so go check that stuff out, frogpants.com. That's going to do it for us, for me, for Brian, for all of you. I had one other thing to tell him, and I forgot what it was. Crap. I guess that's it.
Next week you'll be playing Potion Craft.
Oh, yeah, I'm playing Potion Craft next week. Another really cool let's do work game. But this one's set in a fantasy world, so that's a little bit different, right? Yeah. Chorkor or the fantasy world. All right, we'll see you guys
then. And you got wizards running around taking penises and stuff.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
I don't like Steam.
I love Steam.